You're listening to the Rage Against the Regime podcast. Don't be a stranger. Like Rage Against the Regime podcast on Facebook or tweet us at RATR podcast.
Edition of Rage Against the Regime radio podcast, whatever the hell you want to call it. That right there was Seven Horse Meth Lab Zozo Sticker. Actually, Z-Man, who is one of the co-hosts for my Thursday night shows, he's the one that turned me on to that music. Great, great song. The whole CD is actually pretty good. But I'm not here to talk about music. What I'm here to talk about... Do I get sound effects for this or what? I gotta break the big news. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be having on John Harrigan from Shield Tactical. Now, I'm sure I probably don't have to tell a lot of you who John is. I'm sure a lot of you know who he is, especially if you're a patriot or if you're somebody that enjoys guns. If you have a concealed carry, or even if you're a constitutionalist carry, you know, you should know who he is. Okay, I'm not even going to tell you half the story right now. I'll tell you a little bit. The way that I fell upon John, and you're going to be hearing the same story tomorrow. The way that I fell upon Shield Tactical and fell upon John is right after Sergeant Tamarisi had made the wrong turn and then he ended up in the Mexican jail. They ended up, you know, taking him away and all that. And John Harrigan and Shield Tactical was making a run down to the border. They were making stops, picking up other bikers, and they were headed to the border, and they weren't going to take no for an answer. And John's famous phrase is no compromise. Okay? So that's to tell you a little bit about John and to tell you what you guys are in for. Now, I guess there's been problems between the Tamarisi side and then the Shield Tactical group, mostly John. And, you know, I guess there's a lot of ill will, I guess you could say there. But tomorrow, John has not done any other interviews with anybody else. Tomorrow night, he is coming on to Rage Against the Regime podcast on Blog Talk Radio. And he's going to clear the air there. And we're gonna, that isn't all we're going to talk about, though. Okay, I'm not going to stick John with, you know, nothing but Tamarisi questions and stuff. We're going to cover that probably, you know, for the beginning of the show or whatever. And then after that, we're going to be talking Constitution. We're going to be talking guns and ammunition. And we're also going to be talking, you know, armor. We're going to be talking all types of stuff. But John is very, very outspoken. Okay. He does videos, he puts them on YouTube and on Facebook and everything, and I really like the guy from, you know, the first time that I saw the videos and, you know, I saw the way that his demeanor was and everything else. He's just like me. We're almost two birds of the same feather. So I like John, I like the guys, you know, from Shield Tactical. You know, and I cannot wait to have them on the show tomorrow night. That's all we've been talking about, me and Becky and, you know, other people that I know. And, you know what? I want to give out the phone number right now to call in tomorrow. I want to have those phone lines completely lit up. And I know that they're going to be already from people on John's page and on Shield Tactical page. But I'm going to give out the phone number right now. 929-477-3565. If you call the show and you want to ask a question or talk to John, you press the number 1. If you just want to listen to the show live on the air, then you just sit and listen, and it will let me know that you just want to listen, you don't want to ask questions. Anybody that wants to text me any questions, 256-344-7287. That's 256-344-7287. That's so you can text messages to me and I can ask them to John if I feel that they are questions that need to be asked. Now, I'm letting you guys know right here, right now, and I'm going to let everybody know tomorrow night. I will not have people coming in and slamming John, offending John, offending me or the show, or Shield Tactical. The minute that it starts is the minute that you will be shut down. I will block your call. I will bump you off the system, and every time I see your number come back on, I will bump you again. Okay? I am not going to allow. There's a lot of people out there right now that are slamming John and slamming Shield Tactical, and you're not going to do it on my show. Okay? I've already been blindsided one time by somebody when I had on a guest that was very important to me that actually I still feel really bad about, and that's Manny Vega. When I had Manny Vega on my show and I got blindsided by an acquaintance that I really didn't even know very well, we're just going to say Christy, when she came in and she blindsided us and just completely attacked Manny, you know, and made me feel like crap. I mean, I had no idea it was coming. That's not going to happen tomorrow, okay? So You guys, I will allow you to come in and ask questions. I will allow one question per person, well, maybe two, depending upon if it's something really good and depending upon how the show is going. But this is going to be a big show. He's not doing any other interviews right now. He's coming on my show for 2 hours, and we're going to pretty much cover everything. So I'm hoping that you guys listen in. I hope that you guys, you know, will ask some good questions, and I hope that you guys light the phones up, okay? I'll go into after hours if I have to, and if John allows it, and if he can stick around. But, you know, tomorrow being Veterans Day and everything, I don't know how it's going to go, so we'll find out. So I'm really, really looking forward to this big show tomorrow. And, you know, I really am praying for a huge, huge, huge turnout. Okay? So let's just see how that works out and everything else. And that's about it. Now, to go on to some bigger things that are going on right now. You know, ever since the Republicans took over the House, well, it didn't happen yet, but you know what I mean. Ever since all the votes and everything, you know, have been tallied and, you know, the Democrats are going to be taken out of place and, you know, and moves are going to start being made and Republicans are going to control the House and everything. Obama's going to town, man. He's going to town. He said that he's going to start doing all these affirmative actions and, you know, he's going to start doing, you know, anything to go against these people, you know, to go against the Republicans and everything else. You know, right now it seems to me that he should be more worried about getting his butt taken out of office. Okay? Because right now it's not looking good for him. Okay? Now, to my understanding, you know, they're going to file cases against him and, you know, they're going to be going after him, you know, and trying to get him for treason and stuff. Now, do I know that 100% for sure? No, I only know what I see and read and, you know, and watch videos of. And I'm not talking about mainstream media. You guys all know that I do not watch mainstream media or listen to it. You know, only alternative media. I don't listen to the propaganda. Well, sometimes I do if I want a good laugh. But then again, not all mainstream media is correct either. I mean, you guys, I know a couple of you are probably going, "Hey, Bobby, by the way, you know, some of that alternative media is not always right." I know it. I mean, you just got to be able to weed it all out. I know, I understand, I get it. Okay? But on the same token, you guys need to understand something, okay? People have been waiting forever and ever and ever for this to happen, okay? I mean, look at how long that it's been bad, okay? It has been bad. Bad, bad, bad. There has been so much crap going on. You know, people can't wait. You know, people can't wait for, you know, for this guy to get out of office from all the crap that's been going on. I mean, he's got so many people out here that can't stand this guy. You know what I mean? Tons of people that cannot stand this guy. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, I think it's just going to be a matter of time before things, you know, start getting put into place and everything. And, you know, I'm just hoping that, you know, eventually our country comes back down to earth, okay? But, I don't know. I think that we're pretty far gone right now. But I'm praying that it happens. I mean, we really, really are pretty far gone. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take an eye doctor or, you know, a rocket scientist or anything to see that. I'm just hoping that we can work for a better future, but you know what? I don't know. I really don't know if that can happen. And then all the storms and everything that we're expecting. Right now, they have some, like, major storm where I'm at in Chicago and stuff. They've been talking about some major storm that's going to hit. And I guess, like, snow has been hitting Minnesota and all these other places. And, you know, it makes you wonder what the hell is going on and what's going to happen. I mean, does it have anything to do with, I don't know, any of the volcanoes and all that? Because, you know, it makes me think that it does. It has a lot to do with it. But I guess we'll find out. So, I got a lot of other things that I want to cover today. It's just, you know, I want to save a lot of stuff for tomorrow's show. I want tomorrow's show to be huge. And I'm hoping that we're going to get like a ton of listeners and stuff. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff to talk about the weather and everything too. I guess this should be my platform to do it right now, because tomorrow we're not really going to get into the weather. But like in New Madrid, you know, there's been all these, you know, little earthquakes and stuff that people have been feeling in like Tennessee and North Carolina and, you know, some of the southern states and stuff like that. And they're saying it has a lot to do with those earthquakes. And then there's been earthquakes in California. There was like a 4.1 quake the other day. I think it was like in Avalon or something, California. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot to talk about with the weather, and people aren't really covering that too much anymore. But, you know, one thing that I knew that was going to go away, and I told you guys all it was going to go away, that was all the Ebola talk. I mean, I really didn't even want to mention it right now, but all the Ebola talk, gone. I got messages the other day that said that Ebola, as a whole, was something that was created by the government. It's like a chemical warfare weapon to knock off population. And for some reason, the government wants a good portion of Africa and they want to take it over. Now, I don't know if it's got to do with oil. I mean, because I know that I've heard that in all over Africa, you know, they do produce oil there. I know it's got something to do with money. And that's why all these, you know, ignorant, you know, big-time Bilderberg groups and, you know, the New World Order and the regime and everything else. And don't forget, don't forget about the main man himself that all of you people all the time beat me up for. Oh, he's not a bad guy. He's only the richest man in the world. He's not trying to do anything bad against us. Why would he do anything bad against us? He's donated all this money and everything because he's trying to do research and he's trying to, you know, and trying to help people and stuff. And he's not bad. Why do you always say that? Bill Gates is the Antichrist. He has patents on all these viruses and, you know, Ebola and, you know, respiratory illnesses. is and all this other stuff. What the hell's he got the patents for? Probably because he has a cure. And he's trying to corner the market. I mean, I get beat up on a daily basis. People saying, "Oh, why are you always beating up? Why are you always beating up on, you know, on him?" Well, because do you guys not see the big picture? Seriously, do you not see the big picture here? I mean, they're trying to lock it down. Eventually, it's going to happen. They're going to have all these, you know, diseases floating around and everything. And don't let them fool you. And don't let them say they don't have the cure for it. Because they do. I mean, how are all these doctors, nurses, people in medical fields, people that just, anybody that came up with the Ebola virus, automatically, you know, just all of a sudden, you know, oh, they're healed. By God, they're healed. I know some of you are going to say, oh, only like a 70% rate of those people actually, you know, can be a carrier and this and that. Really? They just happen to be people in the medical field, huh? And then there's a false flag going around that a bunch of our soldiers and military people, even a four-star general, contracted Ebola while on the mission in Africa, and that they're being quarantined. I don't believe that for a minute. You think they would have let a four-star general anywhere near a hazard zone where there was going to be problems with Ebola? If you do, you're goofy. People need to understand, okay? There are big, big, big problems here, okay? Big problems. We have so many things to worry about right now. It's like, which one do we worry about first? I say it all the time. But no matter what, be at the ready. Like we were talking about on the show last week when we brought in the Z-Man on his debut show. We were talking about, you know, there's going to be problems with people. And, you know, there's going to be people coming to get your stuff. And you're going to have to protect yourself and your family. And you never know. You may need a butcher knife, an axe, a knife, crossbow, a bow and arrow, a gun. And it's probably going to be people that you know. When we had Tom on from Bunker Report, we talked about the same thing. And he said the same thing, if you remember. The people coming to get your stuff is going to be people that you know. Because they're going to be the people that know what you have. Food, water, shelter, weapons. You may have to fight people that you know. You may have to hurt someone that you know. Remember, enemies foreign and domestic. Okay? Keep that in mind. Don't forget about it. And it's a damn shame. Damn shame. So, I mean, it's like, what do we do about it? You got to do something to prepare yourself. I know that I'm not completely prepared, but, you know, I've been taking steps to, you know, better become prepared. To become better prepared. I said that backwards. I've been taking stuff, you know, left and right. And I have small family members that I've actually been trying to work with a little bit. I mean, my son has interest in bow and arrow, and with me being somebody that shoots bow, I'm going to teach my son how to shoot bow and arrow. Now, is it something that he really should be learning? I mean, it depends upon how you look at it, really. Why not, if he has interest in it? I'd rather him learn that than learn a gun. Pick up a gun and shoot somebody on accident and kill him, and then the rest of his life is ruined because, you know, he had interest in guns, but I wasn't smart enough to keep him away from them. I mean, but then again, you never know. You never know who may need it at what time. Meaning, may need to learn how to use a weapon and stuff. Well, I'm going to play a song. Actually, the Foo Fighters, Pretender. I just love that song. But I'm going to play that song, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to finish up, and I'm going to give you guys all the details again on how to contact us on tomorrow's show. Okay? We want a huge show. We want a big turnout. Why the hell did that one play? We want a big turnout and everything. So, please, by all means. All right? So right after this, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you all the information to contact us again.
Are you ready? I'm finished making sense.
Rage Against the Regime podcast. Call or text your opinions to 256-344-7287. That's 256-344-7287.
Welcome back to Rage Against the Regime podcast. And again, I am your host, Bobby, who's the man. So again, I want to go over tomorrow's show. Okay? Wait a minute. Did I say who I was?
Tell everybody.
God, I love doing that. Anyway, it's kind of funny, sound effects and all that in here. But no, seriously, tomorrow night, 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, again, John Harrigan from Shield Tactical will be my special guest, Becky and mine, special guest on Rage Against the Regime podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Now, you can just go to Blog Talk Radio, and then when you go there, it'll say search whatever show you're looking for. You can look for my show, Rage Against the Regime podcast or Rage Against the Regime Radio. And then if you want to call in, I'm going to give you the number again, 929-477-3565. Text number, 256-344-7287. You can leave messages on my Facebook page, Rage Against the Regime. Rage Against the Regime podcast on Facebook. Or Gmail, Rage Against the Regime podcast at Gmail. Any way you want to send me messages, questions for John or anybody else at Shield Tactical, which I don't think anybody else will really be there. I think it's just going to be John. And please, by all means, send anything you have. Okay? Alrighty, I want to thank you all for joining me today, and I look forward to everybody being on this podcast tomorrow, listening to the show, doing whatever it takes to listen to the show, get the numbers up, and send in every question that you have, comment, or otherwise, okay? Alrighty, so until next time, I am your host, Bobby Who's the Man.
Is the Rage Against the Regime podcast. Like Rage Against the Regime podcast on Facebook or tweet us at RATR podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, it's Rage Against the Regime podcast at gmail.com. And of course, you can call or text us at 256-344-RATR. That's 256-344-7287.